Good morning. It is February 28, 2014. Time is 06:29 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Friday morning, an icebox cold morning. The temperature is negative 5 out degrees Fahrenheit, which equates, I have done the math, negative 20.94 degrees centigrade. And it is cold out. And icebox cold from the polar vortex. I guess it finally reached here to the northeast. Been expecting it here the last couple days. Been a little bit cold the last couple days, but today's the coldest so far this week. And going into the weekend, the new month here of March, it's going to be a little bit, a tad cold before it gets warm. So I'll be looking forward to the warmer weather as we progress into the next month. Going to be windy, though. March usually is, and the boo art that I have on this particular audio boo is a picture I took the other day that we had a power outage 2 days ago, and it was about 10 minutes after the power outage happened because I happened to be online, get my day started, and that's a picture of my battery box, 109 amp battery that is actually, I did have the smaller inverter hooked up, but it wasn't working properly. I think it was too cold out because this gear I keep out on the back porch, and it was a little bit cold that morning. So I had to use the 750-watt inverter there to start the light up to have some light in the kitchen as I was having my coffee that morning. And the power, luckily, just went out just after the coffee was done. So that was a power outage that happened, was it the 26th, which was this past Wednesday here in Tioga County. Started right around 6:05, and is due to a transformer line that came down in the back hills. And I guess from what I've been told, the power line went from one substation to another substation coming down off the back hill. And the power that was in that line is about 150 times more than what you have in your average wall socket. So it was pretty powerful, and I guess the power outage did affect over 3,000 people, and I happen to be one of those people that it was affected. But power was the missus called up NYSEC, New York State and Gas Electric, that's the company here in New York State, and they had an automatic message saying the power is going to come back up about 10:30, and then when I got into the job site that morning, somebody was telling me, no, it's going to come up at 12. Well, oddly enough, power was restored to all the customers at about 8:05 a.m., but I'm just glad I had that battery box. It gave me a little bit of light, and we didn't have to go to the generator. If it would have progressed, we would have hooked up the generator to hook into our heater, which I have a connection to do that. For alternate power, so I'm just glad I had the battery box for lighting. I used it again, so I'm going to have to hook the battery box up to the solar panels because I'm looking at my data for the month of February, and I had not deployed the solar panels at all, and the battery is floating right at about 12:30, which is about 65-70% of its capacity, so I'm going to have to top off the charge on that. It's still holding its own for the light. Still good. It usually, the concern is you don't want to drain it below 50% of its capacity. And so it's still working good. You know, still in the ready position there. But I think the cold has a little effect on these batteries. And that's one thing I think I've learned with the icebox cold that we've been having, that things don't really run as efficiently as you think they are because of the cold, and thus the small inverter there that I had to switch to the larger one, which the battery can more than handle. So that's about what's going on right now as I get my day started. A positive start to the day despite the icebox cold. You all have a good one. You all be far safe, be far wise. Ciao for now, and peace.